1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And today, the 16th, what's the date today? The 17th of January is the anniversary, and this is the 7th anniversary, right, of the Northridge earthquake that struck Southern California in Northridge, California, San Fernando Valley in January of 94. And we are going to talk a little bit about that and maybe where you were and how you felt then. Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know it was a busy day for you, wasn't it, Jay?
We had a difficult time on the 17th of January. Never forget it. I was out behind where we're out having a barbecue at the time, and I remember I felt the ground begin to shake. I'd just come out to our barbecue, and we were going to have a little bit of dinner, and I felt the ground start to shake. And the first thing I thought was, "Oh my God, my wife!" You know, and it's funny what you think about in a situation like that, Phil.
So you were thinking of Joyce, huh?
I was thinking of Joyce, and I ran into the house. And I pulled her out of the kitchen just as our ceiling gave way.
Oh, my God.
Just before the ceiling gave way, it would have crushed her. And I ran into the kids' room, and I got them out of the television room, and the windows blew out in the TV room where the kids had just been sitting. So it was a very busy day for me to 1 minute be enjoying the possibility of having a nice barbecue with your family and enjoying the setting sun in January in California, and the next minute having to save the life of your wife and your children, but that's all in it's all in day's work.
You mentioned that you think earthquake. Now, there was an earthquake in New York, wasn't there?
That's correct, Phil. There was I think it was a 2.5 on the Richter scale in New York City, and people felt it there. Earthquakes, Phil, are going to be happening and threatening areas more and more. I think that you're going to see more earthquakes because these tectonic plates start to shift. Other areas of the United States will be affected by earthquakes, not just California. Okay, it's not just going to be parts of California. Okay, it's going to be all over the country. But I think the good news is that as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I've survived 7 or 8 different quakes, and with the fact that the human race is I think getting more evil. I think there's a lot more evil in the world, and there's going to be more earthquakes as long as there's more evil being committed in the world.
You've been through 7 or 8 earthquakes.
I've been through 7 or 8, so I know what I'm doing. And I don't want people to be afraid. I know. I've seen them. Very few people are experienced with earthquakes, but we are a resource center.
Now, you do have your annual booklet on how to handle earthquakes?
That is correct.
What earthquakes have you been through?
Well, Phil, I've been to the 71 Sylmar quake, the 87 Whittier quake, 89 Laverne quake, the San Francisco quake in 89, the 94 Earthridge, Northridge quake. I also had the good fortune when I was a child, I was in Anchorage, Alaska. My father was stationed there, one of the oil companies. So the Anchorage quake in 64. I'll never forget the Northridge quake, though. Just saving my family was kind of woke me up. It's kind of a brisk, kind of a slap to the face.
Jay Sanis is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we are observing the 7th anniversary of the Northridge quake, where he was at the time.
Where are you, Phil? You weren't in the state?
No, I was not living. I moved from California in 92, and I was temporarily living in Minnesota when I got the news. So you were out having a barbecue with your family. You rushed in. You saved your life's wife, and you saved your children's life. That is heroic.
I don't really see it that way, Phil. It's just something. It's just about saving lives, and it's not anything everyone wouldn't do if they had the proper training. Unfortunately, I had the proper training.
All right, now the Citizens Auxiliary Police pamphlet that is available by calling the following number, right? 213-251-3189.
That is correct, Phil. You can get 10 ways to save lives during an earthquake, because it doesn't matter where you live, you're going to experience an earthquake sooner or later. They are becoming more prevalent in the United States. And
so we're talking about even people who live in, like, Indiana.
In Indiana, I think, there is a fault line that runs to Kentucky. So Indiana, there's nowhere in the United States where you won't possibly experience a devastating earthquake.
All right, now the Citizens Auxiliary Police pamphlet, 10 Ways to Save Lives During an Earthquake. We're going to articulate a few of those here. Our number, by the way, with the Phil Henry Show is 1-800-449-8686. Why don't you give us point number one? And what is the number one thing to remember in an earthquake?
Well, number one, the thing to do, Phil, is when a quake hits, look at your options. Going out a window may be the best option. Sitting under a heavy entertainment center, it isn't going to move. get next to a window, so if the ceiling is going to give way, you can escape. So look at the options you have. During the 94 quake, I know a number of people whose lives were saved when they began to feel the quake. They dove through an open window and escaped that way. Also, of course, if you have a piece of furniture that is a good, sturdy, heavy piece of furniture, like an entertainment center or a big screen TV, something that isn't going to give way, sit next to that.
And but also you're saying sit next to a window?
That's correct.
Because I've heard that the glass coming through...
That is a point, but you want to get out. If the ceiling's going to give way, what do you want to do? You want to sit there and have ceiling cave in on you? I don't think so. So the thing to do is, if you think the ceiling's going to give way, open a window and step out. Just get out. Okay?
All right, so that's number one. Look at your options. Dive out a window if you need to, if you think the ceiling's going to give way.
That's correct.
All right, number two.
All right, number two, Phil. The most asked question is, Jay, what do I do when I'm driving? If you are driving and a quake hits, get out of the car and flag down a sports car or a high-performance vehicle, because you need to get out of the area quickly. Your car is like a matchbox. It's like a roller skate. And if you're not in a high-performance vehicle, you're not in a sports car, if you are in a car, you need to exit your automobile, see if you can flag down somebody in a sports car, and ask them for a ride. And when you get in, tell them to go like a bat out of hell, because that's what you need to do.
You need to get out of wherever you are.
You need to get... The thing about an earthquake is, get out of wherever you are as quickly as you possibly can. You may be interested to know that infants are the least susceptible to injury, because the infant has a soft skull. Fortunately, our children are not all at risk. Infant has a very soft, not fully developed skull. And like soft, non-tense muscles in an accident, the head of an infant is going to give a little if a bookend or a bowling trophy were to hit it. So that's...
All right, so infants, are you saying, don't need to be as protected?
I'm saying don't worry about your infants. If you have an infant in an earthquake, I know of a book that fell on a child's head and he was perfectly fine. And I'm talking about a thick medical book. Because of the soft tissue of the head.
Okay, and number four?
But if you are a caregiver and the person you're taking care of is in a bed with wheels, take the brake off, and you can roll them onto the driveway or someplace away from the house and away from danger. And if you can, send the bed out into the street. Now, a lot of people say, well, what if the bed goes rolling down the street? And I'll tell you something, Phil, the most important thing to do is get them away from danger. If the bed is rolling down the street, the chances that it's going to come to rest against a curb are very high. And I can tell you, during the Northridge quake, we had some very brave people out near the Northridge Elder Care. I don't know if you know about this, but I guess probably one of the greatest things to remember about the Northridge quake is looking at Reseda Avenue and seeing bed after bed rolling down the street with the elderly safe away from danger.
I didn't see that, but I know there's some file footage.
There is some file footage showing senior citizens in beds sailing down a street in their bed without the brake on. So there's a lot of things that are going on that I think can help people and help you save lives during an earthquake.
Jay Sanis is with us, and we thank you, Jay, for coming on the program. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The Northridge Earthquake of 1994, and the booklet, 10 Ways to Save Lives During an Earthquake, from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is available. And among those things that you need to do, number one, when a quake hits, is look at your options. You may want to go out a window. Stay as close to a window as you can, because if the ceiling's going to give way, you can pop the screen out, climb out. If you're driving, get out of your car and flag a sports car down or some high-performance vehicle. You can quickly exit the area. You may be interested to know, as Jay said, that infants whose skulls are not yet completely formed won't suffer that much damage if a book or a bowling trophy or a bookend or something were to fall on them. And if you're a caregiver and the person you're taking care of is in a bed with wheels, take the brake off. You can move them out of the house and get them as far away from danger as possible. So does that mean get them out into the street and just push?
If it's an elderly person or someone who is bound to the bed, get them out into the street and just push the bed down the street. Get it out of there. Just push it down the street.
Even if it's like a 45-degree angle? Or
just get it, because the great thing is, Phil, it's going to come to rest in an area, I'm sure, where they're going to be a lot safer than having a building cave in on them. You take your shot. Do you want them to get hit? Do you want them to get broadsided by a car? Or do you want a building to cave in on them? I'd say broadsided by a car is the way I'd choose it.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's at his substation tonight as we remember the Northridge earthquake. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Jay Sanis from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line. Did you mention that the Northridge earthquake, Jay, was in the morning?
It was in the morning, yes, sir.
Well, it sounded to us like you said it was at night.
No, I'm sorry. It was 4 o'clock in the morning in Southern California. But we were having a little bit of a barbecue that morning.
You were barbecuing your breakfast or something?
We were, and it was something that we enjoyed doing. A lot of times we do that in the morning before we get up and go on a long trip or go on a fishing trip.
So your wife's in the kitchen, you're doing a barbecue, and the kids are watching television.
Kids were sitting in front of TV, right? They're doing watching the all-night movie. They're watching the all-night USA movie with Ronda After Midnight or whatever that deal was.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. So we've got Jay Sanis talking about his earthquake preparedness kit, and we'll take some phone calls here. You're talking about looking for a window to escape out of in case a quake hits, and everything I've ever heard is stay away from windows.
A lot of the conventional wisdom, they're starting to rethink, Phil. They say stay away from windows because they're afraid of glass. But let me ask you a question. If an earthquake hits, how are you going to get out of there if the door is blocked? The best thing to do is stay near a window and just kick the window out if you have to and get out.
All right, here is Jim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Jim, hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I get in a sports car and drive it fast. Are you selling this earthquake preparedness kit?
I'm talking about as you go, if you find yourself in a car. The best thing to do is to get out of the area quickly.
Okay, but you said get out of your car and bike out
of the sports
car.
If you're not in a high-performance vehicle and you don't feel you can get out of the area as fast as you can, yes, sir.
Are you selling this kit?
No, sir. We're giving this booklet away.
Well, I'm glad you made it out of the earthquake. I don't live in California.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
No, and I don't want to be.
All right. Well, of course you don't want to be. The problem is, no matter where you live, you'll be subject to an earthquake because earthquakes are becoming more prevalent.
I'll tell you what. I will not. Get a bed with rollers and push it down the street.
All right, how are you going to get someone who is old or infirmed out of that house?
Well, I'll get them out of the house, but I sure the heck won't push
them
down the road.
How are you going to do that? Do you want to carry them out?
Well, I guess if you're saying get out of the house, that's what I'll do.
Why can't you my question, Jay, is why can't you lift the elderly person? I assume we're talking about somebody who can't get out of bed.
That's correct.
So you're saying go over and roll them out of there.
Well, you and this gentleman seem to think you can walk over and pick them up and carry them out. You may not have time. And I'm saying get a standard hospital bed with rollers on it and push it clear of the house. Earthquakes today are much stronger and faster than the earthquakes of yesteryear. Our new thinking cancels out the old thinking about quakes.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate talking.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Michael on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Jay? What qualifies you to give any kind of advice on an earthquake? What are you, a seismologist? Are you an engineer?
I've lived through them. Have you ever lived through one?
I'm in South Florida. I've lived through hurricanes.
Right. You never lived through an earthquake. An earthquake's a decidedly different thing because it's a much faster moving event.
What you're saying about stay near a heavy object. If you're near a heavy object and the building collapses, the heavy object's going to collapse on top of you also.
The heavy object supports the ceiling.
No, there's no TV,
earthquakes.
No bedroom set's going to support a ceiling or a wall. That's ridiculous.
I've lived through 7 earthquakes.
And I think you got hit on your head. And
well, it may be, but I'll tell you right now, you can stay down there in Florida where eventually you will have a quake because there are fault lines running through the Atlantic Ocean. And there are some fault lines running through the Gulf. And you go ahead and die when they have an earthquake. I'm sure you've lived through a lot of hurricanes.
Well, you're not going to say the guy's going to die in an earthquake, okay?
And what about the device that don't worry about an infant? an infant with soft tissue getting hit in the head.
That's right,
sir. That's a critical, critical injury. That baby can be scarred for the rest of his life.
The soft skull of a baby will give as opposed to a fractured skull is what I'm trying to say.
I never heard of such nonsense.
Well, I don't see how that works. If a baby's got a soft skull and a book falls on it, it's going to seriously hurt that child's brain because there's no protection.
Look, have you ever been in an automobile accident and maybe you had too much to drink, so your muscles were loose, and you didn't injure yourself? Michael?
I never heard of this.
You've never
what qualifies you?
Had a drink?
No, I don't drink and drive.
All right, if you drink and you get in an accident, and I'm not saying that you should, the muscle's loose, you don't get injured. The same thing with
I don't see how a book's going to fall on a baby's head.
Because the tissue is soft.
So the tissue is soft, there's no protection. That's the stupidest thing that you've said. You've said a lot of stupid things.
Well, you may think I've said stupid things. I'm the guy that's been through 7 earthquakes.
And maybe by sheer luck you survived them, but you're not qualified.
I don't understand how you can say, thanks for your call, how do you say that a baby's head...
Look, babies bounce. Bricks and books and pans will bounce off of the soft tissue of an infant skull because the infant skull is still in what we call the elastic state. That is when an infant skull is forming, it is very elastic so that things will bounce off the skull as opposed to penetrating and hitting the brain. That's nature's way of protecting the child's skull even while the skull is developing.
Wait a second. Are you telling me a baby's skull is like a rubber band or something?
It's like rubber in that things will bounce off it. And what I'm saying is you can drop a doorstop on a baby's head.
And it's going to bounce off.
Mr. Henry, I've lived through 7 earthquakes.
All right, you may have lived through 7 earthquakes. I'm going to ask you this question point blank. Have you ever bounced a doorstop off of a baby's head?
I am simply telling you what physiologically I understand will happen. And I'm saying of all the things to worry about an earthquake, look, it's about saving lives. Okay, of all things to worry about an earthquake, I wouldn't worry about a kid's head.
Boy, man, I would hate like hell for anybody to say, let's see if we can bounce this. Anybody at home, don't go bouncing a book off of a baby's head, okay?
I'm not recommending to do that. I'm just saying that if in case of an earthquake.
Here is Glenn on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Phil? Phil.
Right here.
Are you there, sir? What's this guy's name?
Okay, did you have a comment, sir?
Yeah, he's what ridiculous. Is he auxiliary police? What is that?
My name is Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay, I don't know where your training is. I am a police sergeant, upstate New York, okay?
And what's the name of the agency you work for?
Sorry?
What agency?
I'd rather not tell you that.
Yeah, okay, sure.
All right. So
yeah,
listen.
Got it.
I also fly as a medic on a helicopter.
Right.
And
you don't want to tell me that agency either, do you?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Then okay, the guy is...
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. How
many earthquakes have you been through in upstate New York?
We've had a couple up here.
Yeah,
we had a lot of major accidents.
Okay.
And nobody from my training, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
You've never had any earthquake. He's never had an earthquake in upstate New York, Phil.
Listen, Phil, will you listen to him? I fly in a helicopter.
I don't know the earthquakes.
Okay, I don't know. The guy's logic is ridiculous.
What's that?
The guy's logic is ridiculous.
Well, let me. He's got a good question. What major earthquakes have you guys had up there?
Well,
none.
There's no
okay.
Real major earthquakes up here.
All right.
But we've got major earthquakes.
All right. So what I'm trying to say, sir, is I've lived through 7 or 8 of them. Okay.
Oh, 7 or 8. Where are your earthquakes?
Ever heard of California?
You don't know what he's talking
about.
Okay.
He hasn't heard of California, Phil. I'd hang up on this call.
Auxiliary police.
All right.
What is that? More security.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take a break here with Jay Santos. Everybody can calm down.
There's a stupid cop up there. He doesn't ever heard of California.
I'm sure he's heard of California.
Why did he say he did?
The guy is probably stunned by some of the things that we're saying here, and I'm stunned about saying that you can bounce a bowling trophy off of a baby's head because his skull's like rubber. Anyway, Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about earthquake preparedness. This is the 7th anniversary of the Northridge quake. And among the things that he is recommending that if you are driving during a quake, get out of your car, flag down someone in a sports car, and get out of there fast. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. It's hilarious. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This lady keeps calling, and she's saying, you know, I really love the Phil Henry Show, but and as soon as I hear that, I'm hanging up on her. So she calls back. She says, you hung up on me, and I wanted to say that I really love the Phil Henry Show, but and I hung up again. So now she's calling me. I said, I think the direction that this show is going, and I hung up again. It's driving her nuts. Anyway, I got on the line here, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about earthquake preparedness, this being the 7th anniversary of the Northridge quake. All right, you've mentioned stay near a window to get out quickly, flag down a sports car if you're in your car to get out of the area as fast as you can. You also are saying that infants have soft skulls.
That is correct, Phil.
And you're recommending that the children are going to be fine because you can bounce a paperweight off of a kid's head and it's not going to hurt him because a child's skull is like rubber?
An infant's skull is almost rubberized, almost a vulcanized rubber. And I'll give you an example.
Let me take a phone call here and then I'd like you to give me that example. Teresa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? That is absolutely ridiculous, okay? A child that is shaken... Okay, well,
with a fully formed skull,
with
a fully formed skull, yes.
What did you say?
With a fully formed skull, ma'am. We're talking about infants.
Yeah, I'm talking about infants also. Do you have children?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Have you ever had a child be dropped?
I can tell you that
dropping a medical book on a child's head.
Have you ever done
either be killed?
Have you done that?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever done that?
No, I have not.
Well, then how do you know?
Children are hurt all the time.
Okay.
You know, actually,
I
have a very interesting story. I have an interesting story from when I was a kid. This is true. This is Phil Henry, ma'am. When I was a child, my mother tells me that this happened. I was screaming for my lunch or whatever the heck, and I was in a high chair, and I was leaning over so far, the high chair went over forward, and I fell on my head.
And so what are you saying?
Well, I think I'm doing okay right now. I mean, but I don't know how old I was. And I certainly wouldn't recommend, you know, my mom said she was scared to death. She thought I'd killed myself.
Infants are very delicate.
But you also know, ma'am.
A toddler can withstand more than a newborn child.
I just want to be clear, Phil.
Being soft alone, that's enough.
I want to be clear, Phil. You're saying after being dropped on your head, what? You're okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
All right, well, then, Teresa, you heard Mr.
Being
Henry.
Being dropped on your head, okay, bumping your head as a child and being dropped on your head as an infant is totally different. I have a girlfriend who was in an abusive relationship who had her infant in her arms and her boyfriend hit her or tried to hit her, hitting the infant, and he's slightly retarded now. He cannot do things on his own, and he's 4 years old.
Well,
so don't tell me dropping
the
paper.
Blame the boyfriend on that. I mean, let's take a look at the genes in that family. You know, that,
come on.
No,
the lady said the kid was injured.
To do with it.
Ma'am, I will tell you that we do know, and one of the sad things about children dying early, especially in some of the tribes in Africa, deceased baby's head was used. I don't know what you want me to say here, Phil.
Was used what?
They would fill the skull with air, and they could use that as a ball.
You have got to be kidding.
No, ma'am, I am not kidding.
You have
no
credentials.
Ma'am,
I hope that no one is listening to you, taking you seriously.
Ma'am, I am telling you the truth. You can look at Dr. William Ardrey's book on cultural anthropology in Central Africa. You could also.
You're telling me that the skulls of dead babies were filled with air and used as balls.
A primitive form of ball playing, yeah.
This guy is crazy. And then
okay.
Flag down a sports car.
Yes, ma'am.
When there's an earthquake, you can't run from an earthquake. It goes on for miles around. God, there were people feeling the earthquake in El Salvador.
Well, here's the thing that I don't get.
Where are you driving to?
Ma'am, you're getting out of the area. That's the best possible thing you do.
Here's what I don't get. Earthquake hits, I'm in my car, I jump out, and I got to stand around and wait for a sports car to come on.
What if one doesn't come by? And even if it does.
If one doesn't come by, the best thing to do is get under your car.
If it's severe enough to cave in your roof, come on. You're not going to be driving at a straight angle. Have you been in the streets during an earthquake?
Yes, I have.
You're not steady. You're not just standing there whistling Dixie waiting for somebody to drive by.
A Lamborghini can out, I will tell you that a Lamborghini and two models of the Ferrari can outrun a quake. Because if you know a quake undulates the earth, a Ferrari can outrun that.
Okay, so I'm going to stand there and wait for a Ferrari to come along.
You know, Mr. Henry, I'm trying to save lives here, and you and the lady and other callers... All you can do is talk about how you want to kill people.
How long does it take for a sports car to drive by when you're standing on the freeway? You're not going to be the only one out there. Everybody is going to be frantic. Things are going to be falling if it's as severe as you say.
When was the last time you tried to flag a sports car down? I would dare say you've never done that. So how would you know?
I drive the freeway every day.
All right, get out.
I live in California.
On any given day, get out of your car and just flag down a sports car. It happens a lot easier than you'd think.
Okay. Look at Teresa.
I'm not kidding.
All right, Teresa, thanks for your call. Everything you said, maybe I can buy. I don't know about flagging down a sports car, and that bit about filling up a baby's skull with air and using it as a ball, I'm not too sure about either.
Mr. Henry, you can check William Archer.
Yeah, there's all kinds of books I can check. And what do you mean? They were playing ball with it?
It was a primitive form of some form of basketball, yes. And
so they're bouncing the kid's head.
Yes, sir. You don't want to believe me, Phil, because truth, as it pertains to life and about saving lives, isn't very pretty. But I can tell you the most important thing is to remember when you have an elderly person in a bed with wheels, unlock that brake. You can't roll them down a street with the brake on.
Yeah, I got that. I'll be sure the next time I have an elderly person in my home in a bed that it has wheels on it and the brakes unlocked, so that if earthquake does hit, they can go banging around inside the room.
It's a lot better than having a ceiling cave in on them.
Here is Jamie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have me? I strongly object to this gentleman's ideas.
Could you speak up,
ma'am?
Could you speak up? We can't hear you.
I strongly object to this gentleman's ideas, and I fact that
how many
you're
keeping you been
him
through?
On the air.
How many earthquakes you been through?
Honey, I'm a native Southern California.
All right. How many
I've been through them all.
How many earthquakes?
And that does not, being through an earthquake doesn't qualify you for anything.
Ma'am, I
and
have lived through the Sylmar quake
of
71.
You can say by taking geology 101.
Okay, well.
You know, go back to school.
I
get
have
off
been in
the
school.
Acid.
And what do you know about it?
Plenty.
Like what? What causes an earthquake?
I have a college degree.
What causes an earthquake? What causes an earthquake? When should you take the brakes off of a bed? How long does it take to flag down a sports car?
Honey, I'm not going to flag down any sports
How
car.
How high could
a
baby skull
a
bounce? So you don't know anything?
Yes, oh, I know.
You don't know anything?
Oh, God.
You know nothing. And yet you would sit there and impugn me.
Why are you having this man on the air?
Well, he has...
I got qualifications, okay? I got qualifications. I lived through the Anchorage quake of 64.
He's putting a...
If you're driving down a street and your car is afflicted by a...
Well,
I'm interrupting you because I'm a lot more interesting than you. And a lot of the things you did...
Okay.
What? I was just getting warmed up.
I'm not speaking to you. I mean, how...
You're not speaking to me. Of course you're speaking to me.
No, I want somebody who has some qualifications.
I've got qualifications.
All right, let me go to Ellen. Ellen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. The only qualifications this guy has is qualifications of stupidity. There is no way you can outrun
earthquake. How do you know? You don't know, do you?
Militia, the Rangers.
Or the citizens of this airplane.
These are the stories of the men who
shut up.
Courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
You can't outrun earthquakes. Second of all, you're not going to push a bed out of a house to try to get somebody.
I did, and my mother was in it.
I don't care if your mother
Phil Henry
was
Show.
In it or who was
well,
in it.
Well, she was in it.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. That's absolutely true. I fell out of a high chair when I was, 18 months, right on my head. And I don't think it's done anything to my brains. I think it works pretty good. But I think what it did mess up, seriously, I think that's the reason why I have neck and lower back problems today. Because I asked my mother, I said, okay, so there I am. I'm in a high chair. I'm screaming my guts out for lunch or whatever the hell it was she was going to feed me. And the high chair goes over and I fall on my head. And I said, did you call a doctor? She said, well, no. I said, you didn't have me looked at by a doctor? No, you seemed okay. I was scared to death. I said, do you realize, Mom, that I have lower back pain and a neck problem today, and I'm going to make you feel guilty about this? No, but I thought it was unusual. But she said, I guess I'm okay. I'm walking around upright. I don't have any, I don't think I have. I've had a CAT scan. How many people here have had a CAT scan of their brain? Have you ever seen your brain? I've seen mine. And, man, it ain't a pretty picture. I know that Gretchen had one. Mine was a little bit bigger than hers, but it's the same. I don't know. In any event, if your head's bigger than somebody else's, is your brain bigger? And does that necessarily mean that you're smarter? These questions answered later on the Phil Hendry Show. And the question is being answered right now by Craig, and he's saying, I'm not sure, but your head doesn't look bigger than Gretchen's. Nikki had a CAT scan? Why? Oh, when she had that accident. Well, in any event, I fell out of this high chair onto my noggin and no doctor, but everything, all's well that ends well. I mean, I went to school. I probably could have graduated from college, which of course I didn't. As a matter of fact, one of the guys the other day, I'm driving home in the car, and it was Alex. He's the second oldest, and he says to me, I've got a project I've got to do. I said, well, what is it, man? Well, I have to do two essay answers for Lord of the Flies. Now, he's seventh grade. I said, Lord of the Flies, seventh grade? Man, I didn't tackle that book till I was high school, right? I said, well, what? Well, can you help me with it? Sure. What's the thing? He says, well, I have to write a defense. Now, I realize I'm talking about Lord of the Flies, which is a book which most people don't read, so should I even go down this road? Okay, moment. I got to confer with my staff. One moment, please. I don't think the audience has ever heard of Lord of the Flies. I don't think they even know what the hell it is I'm talking about. Should I really talk about this on the air? Because I'm talking about a book called Lord of the Flies. Most of these people, I mean, they're reading Cats and Jammer Kids, Archies. They're playing Nintendo and PlayStation. Huh? I'm talking about Lord of the Flies. They don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Why would I bring up Lord of the Flies? Look, I don't want to be another Dennis Miller. Do you understand? I don't want to burn and rot the way Dennis Miller is. I don't want my life to come swirling down the toilet bowl the way Dennis Miller. Yeah, he's really, yeah, what a terrible job he's got, man. He's only failing upwards. I'm going to sit here and talk about Lord of the Flies. Maybe Dennis Miller thinks it's cute. Maybe Dennis Miller thinks people dig it. Maybe Dennis Miller thinks that he can get away with that crap. I ain't going down that road. Now, what should I do? Should I talk about Lord of the Flies or not? You say yes. The hell with the ratings and the hell with the audience, Phil. Go ahead. Look at that. Craig's finally giving me the right answer. He says, no, don't talk about Lord of the Flies. Okay, guys, I ain't going to talk about it. Let me just say this. I had a year and a half of college, and for those of you out there right now nodding your heads and going, yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, good for you. And I'll go this far. After I answered Alex's question, he said, wow, and you didn't even go to college. That's what his response was. I went to Pasadena City College. What's it to you? Year and a half, and that's all I could stomach. No, look, man, I got to be mass appeal on this thing, okay? If we're going to start rapping about Lord of the Freaking Flies, you might as well take a pistol, put it to your head, and see if the bullet will bounce off. Fill it up a baby's head with air. Taylor, you need trouble. You see, look, you say everybody read it in high school. Nobody read Jack in high school, okay? You did a year and a half at Saddleback? Good for you. Nobody read anything in high school. We read Cliff Notes, brother. Cliff Notes! I didn't read David Copperfield, Stranger in a Strange Land, Oliver Twist, Moby Dick. They Call Me Ishmael, whatever. Cliff Notes! The only book I actually did read and dig was Lord of the Flies, but I ain't going to get into it here. You think Dennis Miller's going to be back next year? Show of hands. Is he coming back next year? I say yes, he will be back next year. I think now ABC just wants to stick it to everybody. We're going to make this show work with Miller on the show, okay? Whether it's something the elder, or whether he's talking about Pythagorean theories, or whether he wants to start rolling out some Greek mythology, he wants to talk about the Roman gods, Romulus and Remus, or Reem this, whatever it is, he'll be back. Okay, so I was dropped on my head as a kid, and I seemed to be all right. But like I said, I went to the doctor today. I got to ask the doctor, is there anything in my blood test that would reveal that I was dropped on my head? But I have had back problems and neck problems my whole freaking life, and I really believe that that was the beginning of it. I used to think it was when I was working construction in Florida back in the early 70s, and I had to haul concrete around. It was my first job away from home. I had jobs before, but I'd moved down to Florida when I was 19. And my first job was digging ditches and digging footings and working for a concrete construction company. And I was then at that time, 1973, Orlando was booming. They had just built Disney World, and houses were going up, and swimming pools were being built. We were building like a swimming pool two a week. And there I was. My days were filled with concrete and dirt and shovels. My nights full of Budweiser malt liquor and the Steak and Shake down the street. And, you know, and I come home at night, and I actually had hair then, and I would have to wash all the concrete out of my hair. This is another reason why I'm bald as a freaking cue ball now. I had concrete and cement in my hair. And I was getting a pretty good tan, and plus I was getting pretty ripped because of this this construction work I was doing. And, I was actually, for the first time in my life, well, I don't want to go into my sex life, but there were a few guys that I met. And anyway, I'm pulling a wheelbarrow one day, and sure enough, man, the act of lifting that thing, something popped in my back, and that was the beginning of the end for me. And they took me down to the hospital that night. I'd slipped the disc in my back. The doctor gave me 2 shots of Demerol, 1 in each hip. I went flying out of there. I never felt better in my life, but my back was destroyed from there on out. Had a lousy crap back. Why am I telling you my problems? Let's get back to Lord of the Flies. It was a lot more interesting, wasn't it? Well, bad back, well, whatever. I said to the doctor last week, I got a bad back. I know. How do you know? I can tell the way you walked in here. I said, gee, really? Yeah, you look like hell. Good thing you got here, man. I don't think you got much longer to live. Yeah, I walked in there. He said, I had a badass back. I said, how do you know? He says, well, the way you're bending over with your rear end up in the air, man, I'd really like to, might as well give you a few, have you been checked for syphilis? Never mind. Oh, by the way, guys, and I have to say this. When you call a talk show, we get 30 to 40 calls an hour that we have to screen. And unless you're polite with us, we're not going to be polite with you. And we had a complaint from someone who said that we were rude to them, and they complained to the radio station. And I said, when I finally got wind of this, I said, I'm going to tell you something. You know, just because they're giving you their side of the story doesn't mean you're getting the whole side. And if people who call up and they're profane and they're abusive with us, we give it right back. I'm sorry, but we do. And then we move on. This is not the customer service desk, and I have to let you know that, okay? Ask Mike. He worked the customer service desk at Costco for 10 years. That's where you're polite. Not here. We just don't have the time. We have to move through the calls as quickly as we can. Oh, and Melissa, I wanted to let you know, the fart sludge that you gave Christopher, he says it's the greatest thing that's ever been invented. Oh, you gave that to Chris? He says it's the greatest thing that's ever been invented in his life. This is some goo that you put in a can, and you can squeeze it, and it makes fart noises. Have you got some? Craig's got some. Craig's got everything. He's got a 58 VW, fart sludge, everything else. And Chris is playing with this thing today, and he's laughing his rear end off, and he says to me, yeah, this is the greatest thing that's ever been invented. And then he looked at me with a straight face, and he said, the guy that invented this ought to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Craig still got some of that Saddam Hussein toilet paper, too. Don't forget, for the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, our order line is 877-616-7445, $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. And remember, you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. All the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. We made $89,216. Can't wait to bust that 100G mark. And that's in just a little over 2 months, so we're doing very, very well indeed. And we also have those picture discs. Ask for the vinyl picture discs, a real, I think, a real collector's item. It's the Phil Henry Show.